The customer activity cycle is a framework to determine opportunities to lock in customers and give them more value. Many business frameworks argue that there is an evolutionary cycle, and we recognize the evolutionary cycle in human life. There is an obvious sequence from youth to maturity and old age. And the customer activity cycle identifies phases during which customers think and behave differently about the products they buy. Recognizing these differences over time can be helpful in identifying how customers perceive value in the products that they buy. The customer activity cycle originated from Sandra van der Merwe. She was a professor, or is a professor, of international marketing and services at the University of London's Imperial College. In 1993, she wrote an article in the Columbia Journal of World Business and introduced the concept of the customer activity cycle. By identifying points in the customer activity cycle, it's possible for a company to provide customers with more value. The starting point of the customer activity cycle is to identify key moments of truth at different stages of interaction with the customer. A moment of truth is that point when a customer engages with the brand and when the interaction causes the customer to form an opinion about it. A moment of truth can occur at any time, for example, when a customer sees an advert, when the product is purchased, when it's used, or when it's consumed. Sandra van der Merwe pushed the view that suppliers should keep an eye on the final consumer of the product, not necessarily the intermediary that buys it. The key to getting to know how these final customers use the product and therefore how they value it is important. Such insights might show that users have a need for services or intangibles that weren't otherwise recognised. For example, a supplier of building products to merchants may deliver on wooden pallets. These wooden pallets then pile up at the merchant's outlet and become a nuisance. And the supplier of building products could see this as a problem and set up a service to deal with the redundant pallets, so adding value. The framework suggests that an end user of a product works through three stages. The pre-stage, this is all about recognition and choice. The during stage, this is when things happen and purchases take place. And the post stage, this is when the supplier stays with the customer, understanding their needs and developing solutions to satisfy them. So let's think about these three stages. The pre-stage is a stage that's full of decisions. Here, the customer is working out what the problem is and deciding what to do. There may be a number of choices to make as to which solution is best. Not only are there likely to be different solutions, there will certainly be a range of products that can be purchased. And a supplier that understands the consternation of the end users will be in a good position to guide their decisions so that it closely matches the final customer needs. The during stage is that where the end user is doing things. And in this stage, it's important that the supplier has processes in place that can deal with problem solving. In using the product, the final customer may need helplines that show what to do and how to do it. The delivery and the storage of the product is likely to be important to the customer at this during stage. And the final stage is the post stage. Winning the customer is only half the battle. It's important that the customer stays loyal, and it's in this post stage that loyalty is created. Staying in touch with the end user and fully understanding how they're moving forward will help. In this way, the customer will feel that they are valued and the supplier may be able to adjust the offer to accommodate any changes that are taking place. In October 2000, Sandra van der Merwe wrote an article showing how the customer activity cycle was used to advantage by Baxter, a healthcare company that made disposable bags for kidney dialysis in the home. The company's products were considered relatively expensive and as a result were losing market share. Baxter took a deep dive and looked at each point in the customer activity cycle, seeking to find opportunities for adding value. It did this by going beyond selling the bags and looked at the patients who used the bags. It learned how patients manage their lives around the treatment, how they updated prescriptions, and how they disposed of the bags. Baxter stopped thinking of itself as a dialysis bag manufacturer and added value by thinking more like a dialysis patient caregiver. These added value components within the Baxter offer enabled patients to stay at home longer rather than having to go into hospital for treatment. Baxter also decided to market drugs to the renal sufferers, as these were complementary products that improved the patient's and the customer's experience. This understanding of customers' needs at different points enabled Baxter to defend and to strengthen its position. Here are some things to think about in terms of the customer activity cycle. Who are the end users of your products or services? What do you know about the engagement of your offer with the end users in the pre-stage, when they're deciding what to buy, in the during stage, when they're making the purchase, and the post-stage, when they're using the product? And in each of these stages, what attributes of your offer are used and valued by end users? And what attributes of your offer are not used and therefore are junk to the end users? How can you change or add to your offer to make it more appealing to end users at different stages of the activity cycle?